start with the housekeeping, Paul. Brian Little, please.
Brian Doda, indefinitely. Be a longer-term injury. We'll have a better idea how long in a couple of weeks.
Do you expect to call up us forward from the Moose
as well? Still talking about that now.
Okay. Just looking at a couple different looks for your power play. I know it's just practice and early in the year, but what are you hoping to achieve with the...
Well, some of it's just a function of Brian not being there. We also... And how the lines come off the bench. Drew did about as good a job as you can in that front, so we moved him to a different unit.
Do you think that you used Blake at center on that fourth line a couple times, partially out of necessity, but do you feel like that kind of got him going a little bit yesterday during the third period?
It's possible. So we got into some center ice troubles last year during our injuries when Matthew went down and Brian had gone down. And Blake had played center way back in his early years, so he was the most viable option. Getting a few more reps in, minutes is never a problem for Blake. He always gets enough time on the ice.
Just going back to Brian, obviously he plays in so many important roles for you. Where do you miss him most when he's out of the lineup?
Experience and his versatility, and that you can play just about any kind of different winger with him and put him in either role. You can put him with defensive guys and he can play against the other team's best, or some offensive guys and he can continue to do that. He's our most experienced center iceman, strongest right hand to draw man, and power play penalty kill. So there isn't a piece of our game that we won't miss him in.
We talked a lot about the forwards yesterday, your young forwards. How do you think Josh handled the big responsibility with Dustin?
I thought Josh got better as the game went on, as you would hope for a young player to the last 30 minutes of that game. He looked like he'd been in a long time, so was real pleased with his game.
Where does Alexander Burmistrov fit into this, and does he slot in on that?
Alex line? Goes into center.
Yeah.
You can call it whatever number line you want. I'm not sure that it's our third. He came into the league as a center iceman.
And what does he bring? Like, how does he fill the holes left by Brian?
Well, we've enjoyed the defensive parts of his game. He kills penalties for us, so we can use experience on our PK units. But he has confidence in his offensive game, and we'll have people with him that can help with that.
You touched on it a little after the game yesterday, but I just wanted to go a little more in depth on Blake's first game wearing the C and kind of leading the team the way he did yesterday.
His play, you know, at the end of the day, is as consistent as any player that I've seen. You know, and in the last 2 years and leading into this year, he would be the one guy that there's only a handful of nights you didn't say he was true to his identity in that game. Last night, he can be so dominant with his speed and his power and great finishing hands. He's developed into, you know, probably that new power forward, right? He gets to the net hard. You know, he took a huge hit going in on the 6-on-5, gets up, and that doesn't shake him up or rattle him. He makes, instead of blasting that puck that came through the seam from Patrick, heads up and back into Matty in the slot. So there isn't any part of our game that he doesn't touch. He kills penalties, power plays. He'll be on the ice in 5-on-6 or 6-on-5. Great test. That we knew going into that game and that it was going to look almost exactly like that with the style of game Carolina plays. And he never let the frustration of not being able to move the puck from one end to the other bother his game. Just experienced, you know, and I think that the bench feeds off that.
There's different kind of captains. He does the scoring tough, leads by example. He's a well-spoken guy, so I'm guessing that he speaks in the room. When you've basically got a captain who does it all, what kind of tool is that for, or what kind of tool is he for you in bringing the younger guys on this team along to where you want them to be?
What you won't get to see with him is the conversations that happen off ice about where the team's at, where the kids are at. And I've had those conversations with Blake last year and the year before, valued his opinion, but now as the spokesman for the team as well. He's really, matured into a guy who understands my job as well. And you need that. When you're changing lines or you have rules for the team of how you're going to handle it, and I mean, with any situation, there are every rule you have. You've got two or three guys wish you didn't have that rule, and you need a captain that understands the job that I do as well, and he does. He's got a very good broad picture of what it, where this team is at now and what it needs.
Paul, Central Division rival tomorrow. You guys always have great battles with them. Set the table for us a little bit on what you, how you see that shaking out. They're looking for a win. They lost last night. Tough battle.
Yeah, they have been. We probably got into some snarliness about it 2 years ago, and that seems to have raised that level. To really get it going, we'd have to meet in the playoffs, and I think we'd be both happy to do that. But there is a rivalry building between the two teams. They've got a real quick, active back end on ice in terms of specifics. Our back end is active. You know, they try to play as well as they can defensively. I think they've come from more of a defensive school than we did going back 2 or 3 years. But it's going to be – our team has maybe changed more than theirs has over the last few years. So you're not always sure what the games are going to look like, but I think the intensity is going to be there.
Paul, just back to Brian. Will the injury require surgery, do you know,
no.
at this point?
No.
It won't?
I know you tried him a bit late in the third. What are you hoping to see from Line A with Wheeler and Shifley, provided you keep them together for a little bit here?
Just some time. He's going to spend time there, and he's going to spend time with Maddie, and he would have spent time with Brian. I mean, when you look at the three young, and when we started at possibly left wingers, because Patrick started there on the left, being able to move those three around is going to be important. When you look at even strength minutes, Shifley and Wheeler in about 15 and a half, that's a big number. And it's 15 and a half against the other team's best played at a real high level. It would be an awful lot to ask any young player to do, be able to step in and do that every single night. So we're going to need to platoon that a little bit. What we see in that is, as Patrick, and you can even see it in the game, comfort grows, as confidence grows. Blake and Scheif can open up the ice for anybody. I mean, they have that dominant speed on their line. And clearly, Patrick knows exactly where to be when that puck hits his stick and how to get it to that. And I'm sure you watch, you see it in practice. The number of times that he comes down and finds that hole that he's so good at getting the puck off of. It's just a matter of time and experience. I mean, he's going to be a guy that's in that top three role. He may play top six this year, but... We're going to see all Kyle as well. We'll see all three of those young men play on that left side this year.